UWM is out with its latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard, the quarterly survey of how residents think the state is faring. The poll shows a mixed but improving picture of residents' finances and attitudes. Survey manager Joseph Serra says respondents' views on the state's economy often are based on what they're personally experiencing.
People who say that their personal situations are bad or they have a negative evaluation of how they're doing, they tend to say that the state economy is also doing poorly, and they tend to not be very optimistic about where it's going in the future. If people feel that their personal situations are good, they're much more likely to say that the economy is good and that things are headed in the right track, things are going to improve. And for quite a while now, it's been a pretty even split, and things haven't really changed much over the last 2 years. But it's not just personal situations. People see what's going on around them as well. And another trend that we've seen over the last 2 years, which continues this quarter, is just incremental improvements in what people think about the overall state economy. So most people say that the state economy is bad, or at least not good. But the proportion of people who say that the state economy is good is slowly increasing. And that's continued this quarter. The proportion of people who say that the state is headed in the right direction overall is basically at the highest level that we've seen since we've been running the poll. And almost 60% of people say that the state's headed either strongly or somewhat in the right direction.
This is an election year. Candidates for office often build their campaigns around whether voters should retain them because the incumbents have been doing a good job and the state is headed in the right direction, or whether voters should vote for an opponent because they're unhappy with incumbents. Are you able to read anything into the results with respect to whether incumbents or challengers should feel pretty good right now?
We break down the results by party as well. We look at people's party affiliation. And when an election is approaching, what you always see and what we see this quarter are partisans become polarized in terms of their opinion about the state economy and the direction of the state. But what's really telling is that independents right now are increasingly saying that the state is headed in the right direction and that the economy is improving. And that's, frankly, good news for incumbents.
There was one question that you asked that people from all stripes appear to support, and that's an increase in the minimum wage. Could you talk about that?
Sure. You know, there have been a lot of surveys at the state level and at the national level about this issue, and every survey says the same thing, that large majorities of people are in favor of increasing the minimum wage, and Wisconsin's no exception. What's interesting, I think, is about this survey is that we asked people a follow-up question, an open-ended follow-up question. We said, in your opinion, what should the minimum wage be in Wisconsin? Well, the most common answer was $10 an hour. About a quarter of respondents said that they'd like to see the minimum wage raised to $10 an hour. But there were substantial numbers of people who wanted rates below that. A lot of people said $9 an hour. A few people said $8. And there were definitely a good 14% or so of people who said that they wanted to see it, you know, stay around where it is.
You also asked respondents about several specific issues, and I'd like to ask you about them. One was whether the public should be involved in supporting a new basketball arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. Talk about that question and what the answers were.
We asked people all around the state, would you support spending state funds on the development of a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks? You know, the vast majority of registered voters in the state, 73%, said that they would not support spending state funds on a new arena. And we also broke it down by region. So we looked at people in the 5-county metro Milwaukee region. And although support is a little bit higher, the majority, 63%, still say that they're not in support of spending public funds on a new arena.
Conversely, there was a lot of support for a different question that you asked about renewable energy.
We asked whether or not the state should increase, decrease, or maintain current efforts to incorporate more renewable energy. So right now, just under 10% of electrical energy generated by the state comes from renewable sources. The state is trying to increase that. Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly say that Wisconsin should be doing more to increase its efforts to incorporate more renewable energy sources. Almost 70% of voters say that they'd like to see that